So this section is all about the good news. Think of it as an early Christmas present. The air we breathe in Norwich is apparently much cleaner, social enterprises are thriving, and there are plans to revamp the Castle Quarter with a new food and entertainment venue. There's also Skipper's reaction to Norwich City's second win of the season, and news of a massive concert in Norwich next year by Simply Red. Well, some people think that's worth celebrating. Over to John.
A huge decline in pollution from industry has led to carbon dioxide emissions in Norwich having almost halved since 2005. The rest of Norfolk saw a fall of around 30% in CO2 emissions from 2005 to 2019, with urban areas cutting their pollution much faster than rural ones. Carbon dioxide from businesses dropped by two-thirds in Norwich, while emissions from homes also fell by a third, according to figures from the Office for National Statistics. But there was little change in transport pollution, and it is now the biggest single source of CO2 emissions in Norfolk. Emma Hampton, Cabinet Member for Climate Change at Norwich City Council, said, "Tackling the climate emergency is a real priority for us, and we'll continue to support and fund initiatives to continue the progress we've already made." However, the Green Party councillor, Jamie Osborne, argued that Norwich would struggle to continue to cut at such a rate as most of the easy fixes had already been made. He argued that Norfolk County Council needed to stop building new roads and instead focus on public transport and encouraging walking and cycling. Emissions from transport fell by just 3% in the 15-year period, and more new roads are planned. Norwich's decline in emissions was well above the national average, though, halving from 6.8 tonnes per person to 3.2. Across the UK, emissions dropped by a third in the same period. The government has pledged to cut carbon dioxide, which is contributing to climate change, to net zero by 2050. But many councils have bettered that pledge. Broadland Council has said it aspires for council activities to be carbon neutral well ahead of the government's 2050 target. The area has experienced an increase in emissions from transport over the previous 5 years, which may be down to road building in the district, with Broadland Northway, the NDR, opening in 2017. The so-called missing link of the NDR is now being planned by Norfolk County Council, which would join the Taverham end of the NDR with the A47 near Ringland. The council says there's a strong business case for the new road, but several groups, including many councillors, are opposing the new road because it would run through the Wensum Valley, an area of special scientific interest, and lead to the felling of ancient woodland. Norfolk County Council put forward its carbon-cutting plans this month and said it was planning to transfer more streetlights to LED and to develop a county-wide cycling and walking plan. It's also proposing to stop buying petrol and diesel cars, as well as gas boilers. In South Norfolk, transport pollution has also risen in the last 10 years. According to its environmental strategy, it will invest in carbon offsetting measures such as solar generation and tree planting.
The city's £107 million social enterprise economy has been recognised with the launch of a new initiative and a plan set out for how it can continue to thrive in the future. Fuse Norwich is a new initiative which has been launched after Norwich was recognised as a designated social enterprise space. In the fine city, there are currently 53 social enterprises contributing £107 million to the local economy. A social enterprise is a company run in the interest of the community and is set apart by reinvesting or donating their profits to create positive social change. They employ 2,700 local people. Lucy Parrish, chief executive of the Feed Enterprise CIC, said, "One of the fantastic things about social enterprises is that customers can expect a quality product or service while knowing they are doing something good for the local area. The Feed is a social enterprise which prevents poverty, hunger and homelessness through the work of its catering services and cafes. Social enterprise bosses gather for the launch, and amongst them was Rebecca White, founder and chief executive of Your Own Place. The company works to prevent youth homelessness through training and workshops. Rebecca said it was actually quite an emotional day. It was wonderful to be on a bus travelling around Norwich and objectively seeing the brilliant work other people are doing to try and make lives of people in Norwich better. We've already done so much, and I think that recognition like this will continue to draw socially minded people to the area. The bus visited a series of businesses around the city to celebrate the achievement. Peter Holbrook, Chief Executive at Social Enterprise UK, said, "We're proud to welcome Norwich to the growing family of social enterprise places in the UK." He added, "As we recover from the devastation of the pandemic, it is vital that social enterprises are at the heart of efforts to properly build back better and level up the country."
A food hall and live music venue could be set to open in the Castle Quarter from next month, according to recently released plans. The venue would feature a number of small food stalls, along with one serving alcohol, with a backdrop of live music and occasional film showings. It would be located in Castle Quarter's old food hall, which has been used as a vaccination centre during the pandemic. A planning application submitted to Norwich City Council said the applicant, Hayden Ferriby, hoped to begin serving alcohol from December the 9th, with the venue set to open between 8 a.m. and 1:30 a.m. from Monday to Sunday. Film showings and live music is planned to be held from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. in the hall, which says it will provide family-friendly entertainment, but it's not yet known what type of food and music would be on offer.
The satisfaction of back-to-back victories will lift the mood in the Norwich City squad, but skipper Grant Hanley will ensure no one is getting too carried away. Beating Southampton 2-1 provided an ideal Carrow Road occasion to kick off Dean Smith's reign and add to the 2-1 win at Brentford last, that proved to be Daniel Farke's last game in charge. The Canaries are off the bottom of the Premier League table, thanks to Hanley's headed winner, but the visitors were inches away from snatching an injury time equaliser, only for Theo Walcott to waste a golden chance. It's important for us to realise that we're still in the fight. There's a long way to go, said the skipper. We need to keep improving and need to keep picking up points along the way. That comes with hard work on the training pitch and implementing what the manager is trying to put across to us. So, a good result for us, massive to get back-to-back wins, but we need to get better and need to keep improving. The first half wasn't the way we wanted to play. It was good to get the 3 points, a big day for us, but next week is a big one. It's Wolves heading to Carrow Road, having shaken off a disappointing start to life under Bruno Lage. But they will face a revitalised city side, earning the club's first back-to-back wins in the top flight since April 2016.
The chart-topping soul and pop band Simply Red has announced a Norwich date on its 2022 summer tour. The group is set to perform in Earlham Park on Saturday, June the 25th, and fans can expect plenty of big hits at the show. Simply Red is fronted by the singer-songwriter Mick Hucknall, who formed the band in 1985 in Manchester. It was born from the ashes of the punk outfit The Frantic Elevators, and is said to be named after Mick's ginger hair and his love of Manchester United Football Club. Liz Dugan-Hobbs, MBE, who is CEO of Grand Slam Live Limited, which is behind the event, said, "We're thrilled to announce yet another music offering to Norwich and are looking forward to working with the team at Earlham Park again. It's a fantastic venue. Fans of Simply Red are in for an absolute treat. It's great that Norwich is part of the tour, and we hope to see as many of you as possible." The group enjoyed huge success back in the 80s and 90s with hits including Holding Back the Years, Stars, If You Don't Know Me By Now, For Your Babies, and number one single Fairground, released in 1995. And also performing next year is Craig David on August the 13th, and Let's Rock Norwich 80s Festival is on May the 28th.